Hey there, overcomers. Welcome to the Overcomable podcast, where we celebrate unleashing our inner rebel and conquering the darkness every week by sharing uplifting stories, real talk, and a whole lot of inspiration. Thanks for being here on this journey with us as we navigate the challenges life throws our way, sharing inspiring stories of resilience, growth, and triumph. Together, we'll uncover the strategies, insights, and motivation needed to overcome obstacles and emerge stronger than ever. Get ready to be uplifted, motivated, and equipped to conquer whatever darkness comes your way. So let's get ready to conquer those obstacles and make every episode a step toward a brighter and stronger you. Ready? Let's go. Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Overcomable podcast. This is Trish, your host. Our guest today is Gwen Leppard. Gwen is a transformational coach and is often called a luminary. She has a passion for creating radiant relationships that stand the test of time. Gwen empowers conscious entrepreneurs and empaths to evolve beyond limitations caused by narcissistic abuse. She helps them release relationship baggage, regain self-love, and reclaim personal power to realize their purpose so they can avoid the narcissist trap. When Gwen is not sharing the 13 core chakras or talking about purpose, you can find her dancing, creating healthy foods and treats, or spreading joyful vitality. Thank you so much, Gwen, for being with us today.
Trish, thank you so much for having me. I'm just thrilled to be here. It's great to connect. When we were chatting before we went live, we were talking about narcissism and narcissistic abuse and how we both have that in our lives. And that's really my story of I didn't even know that my former husband was a narcissist, and my stepmom came to me and she said, "Hey, here's this list of, you know, things that I think your husband might be a narcissist." And I could check off 9 of them, but not the 10th. And I clung to that 10th one. He's not a narcissist. But years later, after he had, he verbally whipped me for years.
And oh my gosh.
It finally, July 31st, 2009, after years of that verbal abuse, he whipped me with a pair of wet pants. And as the
as
the zipper came around and hit the corner of my eye, I was just shaking and realized I had to get out. And then he said, "I'm going to keep coming down on you harder and harder and harder until you stop doing stupid stuff." The stupid stuff that I did, it was the laundry. I did the laundry. I didn't know what the next stupid thing was going to be, so I fled. And that was the journey that I'd be back to being me, because as you know, narcissists will isolate you. They remove your ability to have self-esteem and confidence. I literally became a subset of him. My family called me Bobwin instead of Gwen, because the first words that always came out of my mouth were "Bob says." If anybody asked me a question, "Well, Bob says," he's dead now, so I can say that now, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a crazy way to be living. And I allowed it. And I get that. I get that I allowed that. And it led me back to a journey to help others and to empower conscious entrepreneurs and empaths to evolve beyond the limitations that are caused by narcissistic abuse. I mean, we stop ourselves over and over again and are afraid to be ourselves because it might happen again. We'll attract another one. And so I have lots of tools and fun things to help people keep the gaslighting gone and bully blocker and doing energy hygiene so that you're not attracting that type of personality anymore.
You're doing amazing work. This is something that I believe so many people can benefit from. Some of the audience might be wondering if they are in a narcissistic abusive relationship and they might not be sure. Is there any way to know, like, or any kind of symptoms that you are in fact and not just a maybe? And I know as empaths, we tend to hang on to that one good thing, and that's something that I can tell you, do not always see the good.
Yes, because we do. We see the potential. We see the good. Always a good man. Yes. Yeah, he was a narcissist. Part of his brain wasn't formed properly. And so the number one thing that I notice, I mean, they can be incredibly charming and to the outside world, but behind closed doors, how narcissists feed, how they feel good is by others' pain. So if you're with someone that feels good when something bad happens to you or they cause you pain, if you can feel how that's pumping them up and they're like getting that little smile, it's like, I feel better. They feel stronger when you feel weaker. That most likely is a narcissist. Gaslighting is their tool of psychological abuse. You believe something and they tell you that it's pie in the sky, that, that's not true. The lights are dimmer. No, they're not. You're imagining it.
And they make you feel like it's your fault, or
Always.
somehow that's the end result. It's our fault, or I must have done something wrong. But that's not true.
You're always to blame. They will isolate you. They do not want you to have any friends. Everything out in life is dangerous. Nothing is safe. If you walk on the road, if you go for a walk with your friend, that's not safe. You can't have any friends. That friend's not really a friend. It was more dangerous inside my house than it was me. Climbing the roof with my father was safer than my home, where I should be safe with a person that I loved and thought was the man of my dreams. And he was really the man of my nightmares.
Oh my goodness. You mentioned how they feed off of our pain. And that is a very important point for people out there that don't know or are wondering or questioning if their partner is a narcissist. Maybe they're not familiar with narcissism enough to understand, but I believe this is a key, a key sign. If you have someone who enjoys seeing you in pain, destroying a holiday that you are looking forward to, if it's your birthday, Valentine's Day, any day of a holidays especially,
Especially, yes.
whereas the proper way would be to feed off of each other's love, but that's not happening here.
Yeah. Not happy for your success. Like they're
Oh,
happy
yeah,
when
that's a
things are
big
going
one.
bad for you. It's like, that's a big thing. Gaslighting is so huge. I didn't believe that my narcissistic husband was a narcissist until I saw an article about 7 ways that malignant narcissists gaslight you. And yeah, that was a check on all 7 of them. And like the
Oh
telling
my
you that things aren't
gosh.
true. And I don't have that right now, but I could probably find the link to that and put it in the show notes for you.
Oh, that'd be
Because
great. That
it
would be
changed my
great.
life. I was like, oh my God, he really was a narcissist. And then I started looking at the other people. Like I attracted a business partner that was a narcissist. And this is what happens if we leave that energy in our energy field, because so many people, I've done so much work and I've forgiven and blah, 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 but you still have it in your energy field. And if it's out here in your energy field, it will come in. It will draw more narcissists in, whether it's a business partner. I mean, if it's a family, I mean, it can be so difficult. So many people have to go zero contact. I
That's
am
the hard part.
fortunate that there've been places where I've gone zero contact, like with my former husband. And then there have been places where I've been able to put up really good boundaries. And I did a whole holiday feature for a telesummit on things to look out for in the holidays and how you can deal with a narcissist during the holidays. And that's something I could maybe add to my gift list.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. And so possibly in the audience, there might be people who know that they're with a narcissist now. Like they're not just wondering. They know they've suffered, they're suffering from the abuse, from the gaslighting. How do you know when it's time to go? Because it's been, it happened so long, and I know this has happened to me as well. And it's like you don't know when is that time, and how do you find the courage?
So the answer to that is within yourself. I can't tell you when to go. And for me, it took physical abuse for me to go. There had been one other instance, and recognizing that as I sh 'cause I ran out of the house and he had thrown coffee on me first, and I'm
Oh
sitting in
my
the gully and
gosh.
I have my phone and I'm looking at my phone and there is no one that I feel I can call, including my father that lived 2 miles away, because I had allowed him to alienate me from all of those people. And then the top one, cousin, she's going through this horrific divorce. And well, if anybody could understand, she would. She never answers her phone. She's an attorney. She answered and she said, "You need to make a plan. You've got to leave." I'm like, "I don't make a plan. I go now." So
Good for you.
you, and it's so common to stay past
Oh.
repeatedly. It's seven. I think that it's seven times of actual, even up to broken bones, that women will go back to an abusive relationship. And so I wish I could say, this is the point. This is the
Yeah.
place. You have to know what the point is. And I pray for you that you will come to that point before it's abuse and before the children are damaged and before you no longer have even a shred of yourself left, because you can get yourself back. You absolutely can get yourself back.
And I think that is a key to understand that it's not the end for anyone that is in an abusive relationship, that you can, number one, get out, and number two, get yourself back from that state, from that abuse state.
Absolutely. You absolutely can.
And this is something I really want to get out to the audience, that nobody could owns you to the point where you have to stay in and suffer. So how can we, so you mentioned that you didn't have anywhere to go when you wanted to leave. And not everybody has that one point of contact that they can call, and that might be a reason why they won't leave. Where should they turn next?
So
So if the
finding,
decision is there,
so finding there are services that you can
okay.
call. A recommendation is, if especially if you're in a community and your partner or your husband or is well known in the community, you're going to get pushback. Well, so call, find, we have Google. We have Google. We can find a helpline, an abuse line, that is a couple communities away, or even a state away, so that you can speak to somebody that's impartial and allow yourself to know that you do need help, and it's okay to
Yes,
ask
and
for
it's
help.
okay.
It's
And
okay
it's
to
love.
ask for help, and that you can regain your self-love and you can release all of the relationship baggage and reclaim your personal power. You can get
That's
all of
it.
that back. And if there are children, and there's a client that I worked with for quite a while who had a son, and every time he came back from seeing his father, he was different. And then he started, as he got older, he started noticing, and it's like, "Yes, mom, I see what he's doing. I see what he's doing now," because he's shifted and starting to do the same behaviors with his son. And he's so lucky to have his mom to be able to come back to and know that what's going on. And it's tough because he loves his father.
Yeah, especially kids. Like, no matter what you do, they will always love you. So let's look at how your work now, how that affects how you affect relationships now. How do you work with people to get these radiant relationships? I love that word, radiant relationships.
Yes. Radiance is about light, and a luminary is about light, and guiding the way. So the first thing is we have to get the residue out of your energy field. So cutting cords, sometimes it takes deeper. I have a 5-step process that can clear the cords, the shackles, the DNA, the obligations and commitments and the karma. So we can get all of that out and cleared, and that allows you to have a clean slate. And that can be if somebody's still alive, if you're with them, if they're dead, we can clear all of that energetic residue. And that
I
really
wonder.
helps. Go ahead. Oh yeah. So it really helps with being able to get you back to yourself, because that's actually the personal purpose of everyone on the planet, is to be themselves. And when you're
Exactly.
involved with a narcissist, you and who you are is of zero value other than to take all of your energy and leave you drained and gray and no longer yourself, not with zero self-esteem. And all of that you can get back. I've gotten it back. Many have.
I wonder how many people don't have that understanding that it is an energetic thing that you have to clear, like you said, the cords. This is something that we don't usually talk about or learn. And I'm in agreement with you. I mean, this is serious work that narcissism does to your soul,
It does.
and it does, and I'm so happy that you are here and you're helping those of us who have gone through these, horrible situations. So I just want to like ask if you could continue with how your relation so how all of this leads to the radiant relationship.
So radiant relationships. I realized that that I didn't have really any good relationships, that I was very isolated, especially after being in that relationship. I grew up in the woods, so I was isolated from the get-go. But I wanted, we all crave connection. It is so important. And there are so many toxic, unhealthy relationships out there. And because we want connection, we stay in them. And through just
Good
claiming
point.
that, my passion is creating radiant relationships that stand the test of time slowly. That I claimed that in 2018. And slowly I started gathering people in my life that were wellness related, high vibe people, and people that dance and that are happy. And they've gone through their shadows and they've come out, or they're going through their shadows, but they know they are, and they're reaching out for help, and they're willing to feel their feelings and then come back to their core. So my core is joy, and I feel my feelings. I dance it with the shadows. I also come back to my joy. And everyone can do that. And it may seem insurmountable. It may seem like you can't do this at all, but you can.
Thank you for driving that home because you can. You really can. And I just want the audience to know if this resonates with you, please don't give up, don't think that you're stuck where you are. Thank you, Gwen, for sharing your insights with us today. And can you leave your information for our audience if they want to contact you?
Absolutely. They can get a free gift at giftfromgwen.com. And they can also go to my website, gwenleopard.com, which is Gwen, Gwen, Leopard, like the big cat, but without the O. So Gwen at Gwenleopard.com. And I have free stuff there. I have a quick 15-minute chat if you have something specific you'd like to ask me about.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So I just want to just kind of repeat that. So giftfromgwen.com
Yep.
and gwen@gwenleppard.com.
That's true. That's
Did I?
my, oh, that, yeah, that's my email.
It's your email.
My
Okay.
website's gwenleopard.com. Yes.
And Gwen Leppard got, all right, got it. Thank you so much again. I am so happy to meet you, and you're doing amazing work, and thank
Oh,
you.
Trish, thank you. So are you. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
helping us get the word out.
Oh, my pleasure, and I hope we can continue this conversation in the
Definitely.
future.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Overcomable podcast today and for joining us on this empowering journey. Remember, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Obstacles are just opportunities in disguise. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and embrace the triumphs that await you. Until next time, this is Trish signing off, reminding you that you have the strength to overcome any challenge life throws your way. And remember, the universe is out there cheering us on. See you in the next episode. If you would like to learn more about our mission, please visit our website at www.overcomable.com, where you can also find some inspirational and helpful resources to help and empower you to live your best life.